Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland's Star 102. Grab some poonskis on the way in from Biagio's. Ooh, on Vine Street.
How was the line?
The line was not bad, but the pre-orders, they had to have 100 boxes, 100. I don't know if it's a dozen, maybe even more.
Oh, for people
know.
To come pick up. Did you pre-order?
I did not pre-order. I took the risk this morning. I said, you know what? I don't know if anybody's bringing any. I am not sure, but it's not a Fat Tuesday. On this show, it's a Tasty Tuesday. We have to have them.
Of course we do. Did you have a, thank you for getting those. Did you have a, get, you didn't get prune cheese, did you?
No, and I know that this isn't going to be fair. I just, like, jelly donuts to me, I don't like. Like, they, if I have a dozen donuts, and you have a cream stick and a fritter and a cruller, and I'm just naming them, jelly donut to me is the last one.
Yeah, it's not your first choice.
No, I just particularly just don't, I don't like them. But, I had six of them because I figured between you, Stevie, and myself, we couldn't slam a dozen. You know, just, I think
no,
we,
I don't
it's
think
probably
we
not, it's probably not the, so there was black raspberry. So I got two of those. I feel like that's a standard. And I was trying to figure out, I mean, Stevie likes matcha, but not a lot of other things. So I even told her off the air. I said, I was trying to get something that you would like, and I'm going through it mentally. I figured she would not like custard. So I did not get custard. Apple a lot of times, or the diced apples with the kind of, you know, so, like sometimes that doesn't hit right. So I got two black raspberry, two strawberry, and then I have to go chocolate cream, which, I mean, you don't know, but it's my favorite. So that was, I went with the two chocolate cream because
that's
that
a good choice.
Is phenomenal. So that's the six pack I got.
That's a great choice.
Different,
I mean,
six pack, you know.
I mean, if there were custard, that'd be nice. But
so we
got to
eat them before any of the fan guys see that we have donuts.
I know, seriously.
I'm just letting you know.
Close
so I hope you're
hungry. In the studio. Close the blinds.
It's going to be a nice day today. We're going to see highs near 62 degrees. Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. You just have to be careful with the powdered sugar situation, too. You know, we have a meeting later. We have this entire thing. So that's another thing.
And I feel like historically, you, because we do get poonchkies every year, because of your beard speckles, like your beard sprinkles, it does tend to settle in there.
I also can't tell which one's which from the exterior of a poonchkie. Is that fair or not fair?
What does that mean? You're going
like
to swab all of them now?
No, just like the black raspberry to the strawberry to whatever. Yeah. Like, I have to really look and see which one's which. I mean, clearly there's a difference between the chocolate cream and the black raspberry. Whatever. I'm hungry. I'm sorry I'm talking about food. We should be talking about dead guy in an envelope. Maybe today's the day. That would be a party.
He's dead. It's not. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You just have to guess who he is.
Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Do you have a guess this morning for dead guy in an envelope?
I do. I'm going to go with Aaron Carter.
Oh, that's a good guess. It's not Aaron Carter.
I'm glad you haven't moved back to Texas yet.
Yeah, I got 2 weeks to figure this out.
Oh, two weeks to figure out. That is really a race against time. That must happen before you move. And like you said, you can still listen to the Odyssey app, and we appreciate that. But if somebody could get it before you move back to Texas in 2 weeks, that would be amazing.
That's right.
It's like we have a new challenge. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. New challenge for dead guy in an envelope. Did you hear that?
To get it done before he moves?
Yeah. He listens every single day. He calls most days, which I love, and said, don't worry. When I move back to Texas, I'm still listening to you guys because you can listen in the Odyssey app, right? You don't have to be within range anymore of a tower so you can hear the signal. Yeah, that's great. You can as you're driving around. That's fantastic. But you have the Odyssey app. It's free. Follow Star 102. Take a listen. I mean, this week it could happen when, a cruise. But now, I mean, what's the date? Today is the 4th? The 4th. So within the next 2 weeks, can it happen?
You know what I like about this?
I feel the hammer dropping.
It gives us a goal. It gives us finality. It gives us a time frame that we got to get it done.
Every day could be that goal. Early morning cruise, great. Tomorrow could be the day.
I know, but it could be. But, I mean, if we need to get it done within 2 weeks, that would be amazing. Ugh. Let's do it.
I mean, it's what he asked. He's moving. That would be great. We'll see what happens. But this is a new goal. Like you said, there's no... You know, last year it took a little longer than 2 weeks.
You know,
this year, different.
It did. January to November is what it took last year for anyone that's new to Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Yeah. So we'll take
a lengthy game.
Another guess. We're now into March. So we're only not even 2 months in. Not even 2 months. This is
a baby of a game.
It's just begun.
A monster of a game.
The guesses have just begun. So there we go. New challenge. Thank you very much. We appreciate the guess. Maybe it will happen in the next 2 weeks. We'll find out. All right. Maybe I shouldn't have said baby of a game. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorite.
I mean, it doesn't feel like it's a baby of a game.
Dave wants to crush me. All right, Dave.
A baby of the game. Really?
This game it's just birthed, basically. It's so brand new.
Tim.
The first trimester of a game, if you will.
Don't say the first trimester.
That baby is shaving, taking shots of Jack, and looking for retirement.
Accurate.
Do you think it will be guessed within 2 weeks?
I think the Browns have a better chance of winning a Super Bowl.
Wow. Starbucks has unveiled the 2025 spring menu. So what can you get? There's a new iced cherry chai beverage, plus several lavender drinks are back, like the iced lavender cream oat milk matcha.
I need to know. I was just talking about this with my 9-year-old yesterday, just having this conversation. I need to know what the lavender tastes like. Does it taste like, is it flowery?
Smelled lavender?
No. In general, yes. Lavender, you know, candles. I know the scent. Does it taste like? Is that the taste of the lavender beverages?
I don't know.
Silky smooth?
For me, I would assume it tastes like the smell of lavender.
Is that good?
To me, that's not appealing. But here's what I thought when I read all this, because they're bringing back all these lavender drinks and they're so excited because they've had them before. They must sell well because today is also the day they're getting rid of all the other stuff. The 13 drinks, which is a bunch of the Frappuccinos. And they're doing that for lavender.
Lavender correspondent, that would be great. I have to take a break. I can't just do it next Tasty Tuesday. We have Poonchkis in here today for Fat Tuesday. I can't go from matcha to lavender
But you will try it? Oh, Stevie likes it.
That means nothing.
She
loves
honey lavender
matcha,
latte. She
and
says
I would rather lick
favorites.
Euclid Avenue than have the matcha again. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. I know. We're getting to Stevie on the socials next. I have to rewind just a minute because you talked about the Starbucks drinks and some new ones with the lavender.
Yeah, a lot of the lavenders, but they're bringing it back.
We enter producer Stevie in the studio, who once again likes matcha, which is fine. This isn't matcha shaming. I just wasn't for you, wasn't for me. So you've had the lavender before and your thoughts?
Yes, I've had lavender lattes a lot of places.
Tastes like a flower?
Yeah, but not like fully, but it's delicious.
Does it taste like it smells? Like, you know, there's a lot of lavender body products and like essential oils and stuff like that.
No, it doesn't taste like you're sipping on lavender scented something, but it does have a floral essence.
I feel like I also would not like that.
No.
They do make a really great lavender matcha too.
Yeah, I saw that that's coming back. That's fantastic. Immediately when I saw that Starbucks is bringing back, I mean, there's like at least three or four different lavender varieties. I thought they must sell really well that they're that's what they're bringing back and they're getting rid of all that other stuff.
A lot of like local coffee shops will have a lavender latte, lavender honey.
I feel like that, and I think we do a good job of this. Like we try to expand the palate, expand, you know, knowledge, whether it's movies or sports or that, like we really try to do that. I feel like I kind of have to stay on a certain path when I'm ordering my drinks.
Oh, you don't want to expand to latte or to lavender.
Now I'm nervous about it. Like, I feel like I should be on board. I feel like I should be on the board with the matcha. I tried that. That's not the case. Now lavender's the thing.
I think you'll like it more because it's still a latte. So, and you already like coffee. You drink coffee. So it's already a latte just with some floral. It's not like matcha where it's something completely new.
Yeah. There's no like grass or like earthen flavor to
it. Do you
it.
Add something to the lavender? Like a daffodil? Like what do you add? I mean,
it's just lavender syrup.
Lavender with a sprinkled daffodil.
It sounds like a floral arrangement.
It does.
All right. This has to be on a future Tasty Tuesday.
1,000%.
Warm or cold? All right. Iced.
I get mine iced. But you can do whatever you want, as long as you like it.
Okay, I'm sorry to derail you. I know we're getting to Stevie on the socials. What do we have next, Stevie?
Well, Michael Bublé is a coach on this season of The Voice, and there is a video from the show that's gaining a lot of attention of a revelation he made while talking with the fellow coaches.
Let's get to that, Stevie on the socials. That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jim and Tim Show on Star 102.
Season 27 of The Voice is currently airing, and are the coaches this year are Michael Bublé, Adam Levine, John Legend, and Kelsey Ballerini. And there is a clip that is getting some attention. It's the four of them answering questions. Kelsey Ballerini was asking the questions on like note cards, and they were just answering what fans wanted to know. And one of the questions that was asked was the most unexpected place they have heard one of their songs played. And Michael Bublé immediately responds with elevators are never a good place and that he has heard himself in an elevator before. But then he adds on top of that, that Christmas is a difficult time for him.
Christmas is a difficult time for me.
Well,
because, you know, if
how do you define difficult, as in lucrative?
I mean, difficult in like, well, like, listen, I was at a restaurant. It was literally just, I swear to God, it was just like they only had you. And it was like over and over again. When I hear it, I have a hard time not, you know, it sort of just takes over. And I get very critical of myself and I get very shy.
You like listen to it.
And so, like I said, Christmas is like just literally me going shopping for my wife. You know what I mean? In a perfume shop going like, oh, God.
There I am.
It's so cool to hear him say that and to be self-critical of such an amazing. I mean, Michael Bublé's Christmas album is probably one of the best Christmas albums out there. Every song is so good. And to think that he's even critical of that a dot is amazing.
The fact that it's been out for so long, too, and he still hears it, and he's like, don't love that.
Yeah. Like, the fact that Michael Bublé could correct himself, and he's a perfectionist, and that's why he's so good. And people like that, that's why they do so well.
I'd love to talk to him. What do you not like?
Yes. Or
what makes, because we play that, of course, when it's time, right? We are Christmas 102 when it's time. And we certainly play songs from Michael Bublé, Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And they're just amazing. Like, well, you almost pause in studio because his voice is just fantastic.
Beautiful.
Smoother than that lavender latte.
Oh, you don't know that yet.
Okay, true.
I feel like he probably just hears it playing. He's just walking around the mall. You hear it at the mall. He probably hears it. And then instead of just enjoying a Christmas song, he's thinking, you know, why did I sound like that? Why did I enunciate here, like, you know, over and over again, which would be very annoying to shop.
I guess we get that. I mean, even like commercials, you hear your own voice and we kind of like, this sounds dorky.
Yes.
Or horrible.
Oh, I hate
or
how I mean, said that.
Same.
Yeah, just, right.
Oh, no, turn that down.
I slurred that word a little bit. Yeah, of course.
I get that. Or maybe artists, they do that and maybe they don't, they, like there's a little mishap in a print or something that we would never notice that. We would never notice. And they're like, over there, see right over there? That should not have
Yeah.
I should not have done that.
Right. So the comments were funny. Someone said that Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé should just not leave the house in of December.
Yeah. Oh, that is fair. That is fair. So they go, Stevie on the socials every single day.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's 43 degrees in Lakewood, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. The fan vote for the 2025 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has now surpassed 1 million votes. And guess what? Fans still love Phish the most, as they're still holding a huge lead, over 168,000 votes for them, followed by Billy Idol, Soundgarden, Bad Company, and Cyndi Lauper. Get yours in at vote.rockhall.com. Eric Clapton has announced a tour, and he'll make a stop in Cleveland. The show stops at Rocket Arena on September 11th, and tickets will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. A portion of those proceeds will go toward the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame's education programs. Oh, you're enjoying that.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. It's a Fat Tuesday. How many poon cheese are we going to eat today? I brought in six. I figured both of us, three of them, knock them out during the show.
No way.
Almost one an hour?
No. Can you imagine how sick we'd be?
Yeah. I thought about grabbing a dozen. I said, you know what? There's only three of us here. I think six will do the job.
Yes, we appreciate that. Thank you for doing that.
Going to see a high of 62 degrees today. Big news. A lot of people voting for Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, which makes sense. Nominees, thank you.
Yes, it's always fun to see this because the fan vote, I'm surprised. Phish is the number one on the leaderboard right now. They have a huge lead. There are a million votes in at this point. So Phish with 168,000 votes. Right after Phish, people think it should be Billy Idol, then Soundgarden, then Bad Company, then Cyndi Lauper.
And what, there are a million votes in? That was the news
million
yesterday?
Million votes in, yeah. And then the list goes out. You know who's really low on there? Mariah Carey. Which stood out to me. You always think she's going to get
in.
I think, again, she won't get in.
They don't like her. People don't like her.
That's what I'm telling
you. She's a diva and people don't like her. I think that...
I love her music, but I know.
I always guess she's getting in, and I don't know. I mean, that's not the be-all, end-all is the voting, either. I mean, doesn't mean if you win the fan voting, you're in. That doesn't mean it's a good sign, and it definitely isn't a part of the equation.
Yeah, and the way the math works out, like, it ends up being one vote in the final, like, the way it... I can't even explain how they average it out, but it counts for one vote at the end.
I put a little game together.
What?
Stevie doesn't know about this yet.
I bet she's gonna now.
Well... when the list came out, we go down through the list. And she kind of deserves this for making me drink matcha.
oh, God.
It's called Know the Nominee. I'm going to play a clip of a song, mm-hmm. and she has to give me the name of the artist.
Oh, no.
And I'm not going to.
Of all the Rock Hall nominees?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Mainstream. I have a list of the nominees over by her microphone. I'm going to bring her in. So I don't want to go into a blind. Like, take a guess off
so
of the list.
Options.
The list is provided.
Okay.
And we'll see if she knows a nominee.
And you haven't asked her if she will play this game?
So I'm hoping during this song,
You can convince her?
3 minutes and 7 seconds that she'll say yes. Otherwise, we'll have to do something else next. We'll find out together, shall we? I don't think she's going to join us in studio. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I'm kidding. Stevie's a team player. How are you, Stevie?
I'm good.
You're the best, Stevie. Thanks for being a good sport.
So I have a list of nominees in front of you, nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just kind of going through there, point out ones that maybe artists that you do know.
Well, I was hoping you would pick all the ones I know, like Oasis,
okay,
Cyndi Lauper, Mariah Carey, mm-hmm, Outkast.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones I feel confident in.
Okay, those are the ones you feel confident
with. I think Billy Idol. It just depends on the song you pick.
All right. I'm not going to ask you for title or anything like that. You have a list of the nominees in front of you. I'm going to see if you know the nominee. I'm going to play a clip of a song. You tell me who it is.
All right.
Sounds easy enough. That's nice you have a list.
We'll start here. Cyndi
Lauper.
Cyndi Lauper!
Yes!
Good job, Stevie.
Are we keeping... Okay, Stevie,
this is more stressful than I thought, because I know that's my mom's favorite artist.
I was going to say, I thought your mom loved Cyndi Lauper, and you would know that right off the bat. So I led with that one.
I was looking for Girls Just Want to Have Fun, but I didn't get that.
How about this?
I know this song. I'm going to go with Joy Division. Bad Company. Is that Billy Idol?
I love you.
Billy Idol.
See, I said it depended on the song. That's not the one I'm familiar with. I do know the song.
Do you know this one?
No. The Black Crowes. Is that one Bad Company?
Lucky.
That doesn't count.
You're getting better.
All right, let's do another one. You like this game?
Kind of. Who have I said? Soundgarden. White Stripes. Joy Division. Did we do them already? Chubby Checker. All right.
I love you.
You are evil.
You're evil.
That was Billy Idol again?
Yes.
Billy Idol Maybe again. I don't know Billy Idol. Who am I thinking of?
Billie Eilish. I think that's what you're thinking of. I'll play a couple more next. We'll do a couple more next. Do you know who that was?
Yes.
I'm kidding. Yeah. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
So yeah,
you love music.
One,
you're very well versed in a lot of music.
Big
We're just having fun with this. Know the nominees. The nominees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I have a list in front of you, and you're trying to guess the artist from a clip that I'm playing. So that's it.
Vicky says, you need to play this game every day with Stevie. It's amazing. You're such a good sport about it. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, and I said, I was saying this off the air, it's like the 8:35 Trump Tui questions when it is a Wizards of Waverly Place, whatever, and Jen and I have no clue what is happening.
We could play this game with Disney theme songs.
Oh my gosh, and yes, we would have no idea. No, would we get a list, I hope?
Oh yeah.
You guess Wizards of Waverly Place for all of them.
I 1,000% would.
Know the nominee, here you go.
I feel like I already guessed all of these. Soundgarden. Chubby Checker. Bad Company. Is this Billy Idol again?
It is!
It sounds different in all of them. You are so evil!
That's like the third Billy Idol song you gave her.
No, I already crossed him off like he's counting for.
My eyes are just watering. This is the best.
It's terrible.
I knew. I was like, Jen's going to be mad that I put
that. That is so mean.
All right. How about this one?
Bad Company.
That's a good guess.
That was a guess.
Soundgarden. That one's Soundgarden.
Stevie's just done now.
Was it really?
She's not even... She's like,
I'm only going to do one more. We'll do one more. I'll do one more. You've done great.
Make it an easy one.
Okay. We'll make. How about this?
Not an easy one. Joy Division. Is it still Billy Idol? Why does he sound different in every song?
That's the same one he already played for you.
Well,
you are so mean to me.
That
is so mean. You are mean.
This is the best game.
Stevie, I apologize for this.
This is the best game. Oh, my gosh. This is. I think we have found a new game, possibly. All right. This is Fleetwood Mac on Star 102. Patty says she loves this song by Fleetwood Mac. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I literally almost peed my pants. That is the DM. If you're just joining us, we're playing a round of Know the Nominee. And Stevie, to be honest, she doesn't know a lot of the names of the nominees in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. She didn't grow up listening to them or anything like that.
Of course.
So just played clips of songs, and she took a guess. Great sport. That was a lot of fun.
She really was.
Johnny, OMG. Stevie is crushing my soul with these answers, but you got to love it. She's such a great sport.
Heidi says, you are mean, but this is the best. And my coworkers think I'm crazy as I sit here laughing. And then Kelly says, I almost spit out my water when Stevie said chubby checker. You are so mean. And
what do you mean I'm mean? We're just playing it. We're having fun.
Because here's what. First of all, it's an awesome game. It's a lot of fun. You, of course, as you do, you took it next level and played Billy Idol, what, four times?
Four times. One of the songs twice.
What? Yeah. So she thinks she's already guessed Billy Idol, and now she's guessing other ones. So
that was great.
She's never going to play that game again.
All the calories burnt from laughing. Now I can have a poonchki. Yes. Now I feel a little bit better about
myself. That works out. And the movie Anora won 5 Academy Awards on Sunday. And now you'll be able to watch it at home because Hulu is going to stream it beginning March 17th. By the way, this movie, which won Best Picture of the Year, debuted in theaters last October, made $16 million in the U.S. and $41 million globally.
That's nice of Hulu to do because none of us saw it the first time around.
There are many movies that make more than that in their first weekend.
Big time. That's what was one of those Trump tweet questions. It was one of the lowest grossing, if not the lowest grossing, to ever win Best Picture. And then Oppenheimer last year, one of the highest grossing to win Best Picture in back-to-back years.
Do you have interest in seeing it?
Once the Oscars happen, I have an interest to see all of them. I believe the storylines look good. There's something there, but I have done this in the past, and I thought that the movies...
You're still mad at Birdman. I already know where this is going.
I'm so mad at Birdman.
You were so
love that. I am
mad
not,
at that movie.
Well, I love him, and I did not get it. And it was all shot in one motion. Like, I just...
Yeah.
I can play piano. I can play drums. Try to be funny, those type of things. The artistic, that's kind of my artistic brain portion, if you will. The other side of it, the kind of the creative art angle, that is just not me. And I've always been kind of, I feel like that's been missing. I try to get in and I just don't get it. And maybe I'm not there. Maybe I'm the only one. I don't, I just don't get it a lot of times. I'm sure it's great. This movie's probably, I don't know, but there's a lot of times I watch him and I think to myself, how'd that win anything?
I felt
there's
that
a reason
way
$16
about,
million dollars only went to it.
What was the one I felt that way about? It was like About a Boy or Boys Don't Cry with Patricia Arquette. I felt the same way that you did about Birdman. I couldn't believe it. Like one Best Picture. Remember what I'm talking
about? Yeah, there was another one, like an RV on the side of the road with the actress. I don't get it. And I just think to myself, you know what? Cynthia Erivo was one away from an EGOT. Give it to her.
That's right.
You know what? I mean, Dune 2 probably won't. I understand it. But, like, the same thing. I've never heard of Flo, the animated film. Inside Out 2 made a $1.7 billion. You have Wild Robot that made $700 million. I think one of those two probably should win. I never even heard of Flo. It's about a cat.
Literally came in first thing Monday morning complaining about Flo. You're so mad about it.
You cannot win if nobody's heard of your product, I feel like. There's got to maybe a baseline of some sort. I don't know.
But you're
maybe it's great and I'm way off base and I'm talking about a movie I've never seen before. I'm sure she was fantastic. I love the premise after reading about it seems very intriguing, but I don't know.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.